Thanks to the partnership with the Department of History and Archaeology on a parish history project. The Department of History and Archaeology at the University of the West Indies, the Mona Campus. I asked the General Manager of the JN Group, Mrs. Onika Barrett Scott, about the project. And by the way, I should say congratulations to her on being a woman in management in a major corporate entity. It is, after all, Women's History Month, so we have to congratulate our women. Anyway, I asked her why it was important for the Jamaica National Foundation to form this partnership with a UWI department and undertake this project. I asked her how many of the parish histories have been completed, how many have been published so far, when will the others be completed, were there any surprises for her so far from reading the finished accounts, and what will be the medium of dissemination of these histories? Will they be published in book form, like hard copies, soft copies, or will they be online? So here is what she said in answer to my questions.
Good morning, and thanks so much for giving me this opportunity today to share about this really important and exciting project with our listeners. The JN Foundation works in about five key areas, and those include skills and personal development. It also includes education, environment, health and safety, and in particular, under social development category, is one area where we've really tried to focus a lot on positive identity building for Jamaicans. And hence the reason that the Parish Histories Project was conceptualized. And in order for us to know and feel that we were in fact part of disseminating a rich history is also ensuring that what we're doing is accurate. And so for us, we decided to partner with the Department of History and Archaeology up at the University of the West Indies. And through that partnership, they have facilitated the documentation and the research that has formed the base part of the histories that are being compiled. Thus far, we have completed five parish histories, and those are for the parishes of Trelawney, St. Mary, St. Thomas, Portland, and St. Catherine. We currently are working on two other parishes that are soon to be completed, and those are St. Elizabeth and St. James. And the others will be, the other parishes we'll be working on over the course of this year, and we expect to culminate all of them by next year. One refreshing component for me of being a part of the Parish Histories Project out of the JN Foundation has been not really just in the recording and reading of the history, but to see the excitement that people exhibit when we carry out, for instance, our Vox Pop engagements. We go into the parishes, we host quizzes in the town square, or we have an engagement with the students, whether to get them to do a Nancy Stories with us, or whatever the case might be. And it's a city excitement as you're asking them certain questions about the parish history. It becomes a bit more competitive because it's now in a different setting and people are really trying to come up with the answers, and some of them know the history. And for me, that's been a refreshing part of this entire project, to see the excitement that persons exhibit when they're interacting with the history. And I think that there's a lesson to be learned there, because it tells us it's not really just about documenting and putting it down, but it's really about how we engage persons around our history, and make it something exciting for them to be a part of. So another interesting aspect of this project is the means by which we are disseminating all of this information. We are using a website, www.historyjamaica.org. That is historyjamaica.org. And all of the histories that we've compiled in collaboration with Department of History and Archaeology at UWE, all of the histories, once edited and so forth, are uploaded to that website. So it's actually available to the public. It's available to researchers. It's available to students. It's available to anyone who is curious about their parish history. And so persons can simply log on to historyjamaica.org and find the completed histories there. And it also allows for persons to interact with it in the sense of sharing information that they may have access to, you know, giving us additional information that they may know, and so forth. So it's not just static, you know, persons can interact with it in some sort of way. So I really would encourage persons to log on and check out that website. We do have some of the completed histories up there now, so they will find Trelawney, St. Mary, St. Thomas, and so forth, and more are being uploaded. Oh, I just want to say thank you so much once again for this opportunity to share about the JN Foundation's Parish History Project. And I really would encourage persons to check us out on jnfoundation.com and see a bit more about all the other projects that we're doing. But in particular, do log on historyjamaica.org and find out a bit more about your parish history. Thank you so much.
That was our Community Corner for today, listeners. The JN Department of History and Archaeology Parish History Project. And I was speaking there with the General Manager of the JN Group, Mrs. Onika Barrett-Scott. In future programs, we will provide summaries of the parish's research so far. I'm sure you'll want to know if there's anything new about your parish, so listen out for those. But if they're online, accessible, you can go and read those histories, because I read the one on St. Thomas, when it was St. Thomas in the East, coming right forward, and it's really good, really good. Congrats, Jenny Gemmott. I think I saw Jenny's name attached to that one. So we will come back shortly with birthdays and your feedback on the big topic of the day. Soon come back. And people to be free, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I know a place we can carry on. Hey, I know a place we can carry on. The children, we can carry on. And we must carry on now. We must carry on, yeah. Hey, we can carry on. Hey,
drift through space. Yeah, yeah, yeah.